Disaster areas in Idaho declared because of the heavy snowpack. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Last week in most of Idaho, it was sunny and beautiful all week long. That, however, does not alleviate the problem that is very much on the mind of people in the NRCS's Snow Survey Department, nor on the minds of ranchers and farmers. Here's Idaho Farm Bureau reporter and blogger Jake Putnam to fill us in with a little more detail.
One of the things that we've seen is that the NRCS declared 33 new disaster areas. And it's not because of flooding per se right now. It's because that there's still so much snowpack in the mountains. In some places, as high as 200% of normal. So having just been up there, I can tell you that only a third of the snow has melted from this winter. And when we were up above Loman, that means that there's still 6 feet of snow up there. That's a lot. And with the coming warm temperatures, we could be losing 2 inches of snow per day, you know, and this could go on until mid-June. So it gives you an idea that there's still a lot of snowpack and still a lot of acre feet of water that has to come out of those mountains.
The NRCS says that the disaster declarations apply to the counties that weren't covered under President Donald Trump's emergency declarations issued last week. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.